Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Asik of barnburner.ca. Our twice-daily fired-up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to another edition of The Try with the Toronto Arrows GM and Vice President, Mark Winokur. All right. Well, it seems that you're going to keep on doing this if I get games right all the time. I said 7 to 10 points. What was the score last week?
We won by 7, correct, 27-20 in San Diego. So, yes, I actually did think of that as we were walking off the field. I said, wow, I think got this one right on the nose.
I'm in your head all the time, so I should be an honorary captain, and me and the coach.
Well, let's not get carried away.
All right, so you guys are nearing the end of your beginning the season with a tremendous, tremendous road trip. Tonight you're in New York to take on Rugby New York at 7 p.m. in Brooklyn. What do you have to do to beat this team?
Well, they play a very similar style to San Diego. They're very physical. They've got some good skilled players, you know, some world-class talent on the team. They're a big team, and they're going to try and, you know, push us around up front, but that's a difficult tactic over 80 minutes that San Diego found, and I think we're ready for that style of play, and we should be prepared to handle it.
After this match, you have a bye week. Do you plan for the home opener or just relax because you've been getting the air miles all over the world here?
Yeah, it's tough at this point. The guys are pretty tired. We've had, including our preseason game in Victoria against Canada, we've had 8 of the last 9 weekends where we've had a major flight. And, you know, I think the guys are really looking forward to a week off and to rest and regenerate and get ready for that last trip out to Utah and then the home opener the week after.
All right. So could this have gone with 2 matches left before you come back here? Could this have gone any better? Because obviously you wanted to win every match, right? But as the VP and GM, when you look at this, this is pretty good the way it has turned out.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right about wanting to win every game. We've been competitive in all but one, which was that snow game, which we really sort of don't count. But I think, you know, our goal was to come home at 500, 4-4, and we're still on track to do at least that. And, you know, we think we're going to have a real strong run at home, you know, tremendous response from our fan base, which will help us. And yeah, I mean, your question could have gone better if we'd won all the games, but we are very pleased with where we are right now as a team. We've been missing players and traveling every single week, which is a major disadvantage. And we've hung in there. And as you know, we came from 17 points down just after halftime to win that game by 7 last week. So we're pleased with the character the guys are showing for sure.
All right. So when you have sort of looking at the light at the end of the tunnel, finally you guys are coming back 2 matches after tonight, 1, but you have a bye week. Do you, as the VP and GM, say, okay, take this 3-4 days to rest, recharge for your last, well, it's really the last road matchup of the season before all the games at home?
Right. Yeah, no, we are. We're going to give the guys, some of them are going to stay down in New York and see if they can find a, you know, some fun, and we're going to take off most of next week. I think we're only going to train once, just try and repair both physically and mentally and recharge, and we'll get back after it, you know, the week leading into the Utah game. But we're definitely taking a much deserved break for sure.
So is everything in order for Sunday, April 7th, 2 p.m. at the York Alumni Stadium yet?
It is, yeah. We've had some very constructive meetings with our partners at York, and we, you know, just to get the stadium all set and organized and ready to go. Single game tickets are on sale, and we're hoping that we get decent weather, which it kind of looks like in the near term, and great support from our fans to help us win that game for sure.
And remember, check out TorontoArrows.com because this is the best uniform in Toronto right now. I know the Maple Leafs are wearing the old Maple Leafs in green and white. Can you believe the Maple Leafs in green and white? Yeah, Toronto deserves blue and white. And your uniforms, your kids, your hats, your scarves, everything is on sale on TorontoArrows.com, right? And people should check it out because it's going to be a barn burner, no pun intended, with all the merchandise you guys have.
Yeah, no, I mean, we had a great reaction from, we were on the CBS Sportsnet Game of the Week last week and wore our all blue with white socks and trim, and we got a lot of positive feedback on that. So hopefully we'll see a sea of blue and white when we come home.
All right, that's Mark Winokur, the Vice President, General Manager of Toronto Arrows. And now it's that time of week because I know you're anxiously awaiting my prediction, correct? I'm bang on. Forget about the first game. Well, you know, everybody has a, you know, forget about the first game. You know, it's, everybody's starting to learn the, you know, rugby and all that. Okay, so you're up against tonight against New York. New York is a formidable foe. I think it's going to be a nail-biter, but I think New York is going to pull it out by 2 or 3 points. Still, you get, you still get the 2 points, but next week or the bye week after, I think you close out on a winning note the road portion of your schedule. How do you like that, Mark?
Well, sure. you've been right so far. I'm hoping you're wrong tonight, and I'm hoping you're right in 2 weeks. So let's call it even, and we'll certainly do our best to close this thing out in style and come home in good shape.
All right, and don't forget to check out TorontoArrows.com. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.